Fanning, did you?
Now, Zach, we know, see you pretty often. These two guys here, do you have your passports with you, gentlemen?
They allowed us through the front door, so.
All right, if they let you in, it must have been okay. All right. Yes, indeed. Our next item is Canal Point MRRPC, Buildings E and F, Revised Separation, Road 271.
This is a request for a waiver from the required building separation distance of 40 feet between Buildings E and F to 30 feet. The approved record plan permits 162 multifamily units, 115 condos, and 294 single-family lots. Since the project's an RPC, the commission may amend the height, area, and bulk requirements. This request is due to the architecture of the buildings, and there was also one of the conditions of approval that was imposed by the county council was that the multifamily buildings had to be a minimum distance of 300 feet from the adjoining Henlopen Keys subdivision. The end unit, if they didn't have that condition of approval, they could slide it up towards
Mercy Drive,
and they would meet the 40-foot separation distance. Mr. Crouch has provided documentation that he spoke with the Office of State Fire Marshal, and they don't have any problems with the fire protection requirements.
It looks like, if I understand it, Mr. Abbott, it's really just at a point, though. It's not like there's a parallel lines that are 30 feet. It's
back point.
Just that back point. So at some point, fairly soon, it actually gets to the right setback.
Correct. Yeah.
And the 300-foot setback is something that was set by council. That's beyond our prerogative. So thus that it's coming to us looking for the setback difference rather than the 300-foot.
Yeah, the building separation, basically, rather than 300-foot off that.
And this is the only building in the development that there's going to be a change in the setback requirement?
As far as we know, yes. But there were any other, Mr. Crouch is aware he would have to come by.
Famous last word.
Yeah, all right. This one. Make sure that gets in the minutes there, Mr. Lang.
The distance from here to there.
No, this is what they're looking to do. So that's why there's a 30-foot setback, so it's 40.
Where's the 300-foot play?
So they changed the floor plan.
Mr. Krauss, could you come up and introduce yourself?
Change the floor plan for 45 feet.
It's been such a long time. I would love to get on record. Zach Crouch with Davis Bowen and Friedel, representing my clients on CP Townhomes LLC. And I think Mr. Burton, I think I know what you're probably asking Mr. Johnson. What we did was we prepared two exhibits. The first exhibit was to show that, you know, based on the typical townhouse unit, which is 52 feet, we would have to basically re-architectural design it so it was 45 feet, which would meet the 40-foot requirement. And the second sheet basically shows what we're requesting, which would be the waiver, which there again would be to 52 feet like every other townhouse in there. And at that particular point, it'd be 30.77 feet. And then, at the structure itself, I mean, that's with an addition. Part of the selection process is you could put a sunroom on there. So if they do decide to put a sunroom on there, it'd be 30.77 feet. If they just go with a straight structure of 52 feet, it'd be 36.37. But, of course, we're asking for the 30.77 because we don't know who's going to build it or who's going to buy it. So, but I did, there's to make it short, we received a variance back in May of 2009, and we actually reduced the number of units by 12 through this whole subdivision because the new owner actually wanted to do a two-story instead of a three-story with a master bedroom on the bottom. So we actually reduced it by 12 units. And at that particular time, the footprint was not completed. So when we actually got the footprint, which are a little wider than the three-story buildings, that's, you know, the reason why we're here today. But out of all the townhouses that need to be built, that are proposed, this is the only one. And there again, if it wasn't for the 300 feet, we clearly have the distance with the setbacks from the road, but, you know, the 300 feet is kind of restricting us a little bit.
So they kind of had three choices. One was either build an oddball unit. Two,
don't
build a unit. Or three, ask for a change.
Is the 300 feet something that council does regularly?
I think if I recall on that one, there was concern about from that particular development about having multifamily next to single family. So they wanted it single family, and then this development single family, and then this development's multifamily. So it would be transition.
And the kind of the big picture, kind of the keys here, and they wanted us to stay 300 feet from it from any multifamily units.
So not only do you have houses and streets between you and the Hennepin Keys, now you got the.
So it probably could have just been that, you know, there should be any units abutting Hennepin Keys, and we could have went to the road. But, you know, based on our conditions, it's always all these.
It's not a high grade.
Plus, they think we're nicer than council.
It, on the back of those units, we're showing two rectangles.
Yes, that's the options.
One's a deck and one's a sunroom, or what?
One's a deck, and the other one's a sunroom.
Is that a single unit? Is that a single unit?
Yes.
That one building, that 52-footer?
Yes.
Okay. So you could have one or the other. So they could put the deck on that far side. It would, the only encroachment would be, the 30-foot would be to a deck rather than a something.
That is correct. But, we, you know, there again, it's, you know, who knows who's going to buy what. I mean, they might not even buy they might not even have the option, or might not purchase the option. So then we'd be looking at the 36 feet, but you know, right. Really can't make that.
What happens on the other end on unit number one in the same building? You're only going to end up with one or the other.
Well, I mean, you know, we're abiding by the setbacks, and we're not going to.
You end up with a deck or a sunroom on the far side.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So we have that on the record that they're going to abide by the 25-foot setback on number one.
Yes.
They're not going to come back and ask us to change that setback.
Right.
Yeah, I'll go on the record and say that. It won't be me.
Send somebody else.
Right.
Well, gentlemen, I think that the you know, the spirit of the setbacks and the ordinances and primarily complying with the 300-foot setback has created a situation that I think we can remedy by approving the request, which helps maintain the integrity of the development. And so I don't have a problem. Mr. Chairman, concerning Canal Point MRRPC buildings E and F, my motion is for approval of the revised requested separation from 40 feet to 30 feet.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the revised separation request for Canal Point MRRPC buildings E and F on Road 271. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.